All right. Thank you, Will. I appreciate your time. Hello? Okay, awesome, yeah. All right, hi. My name is Chris. Who did I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Charlie.
Charlie. Hey, Charlie. So my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here. And we're also located in California, but we're Southern California, Orange County. So, you know, that's where we're located. So I know that you were speaking to Will. Did he do a good job of explaining a little bit more of what we do as far as, yeah? Okay, got it. And then I just pulled up some information. Since we're Google partners, we're able to see what you have online. I think you do have a Google Business Profile, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Do you have a website that I'm missing by chance?
No, we never set one up. No.
No. Okay. Got it. Okay. And then I think you do have a couple other things online. But I do see that you're in like it's just a website where they have contractors. CleanEnergyConnection.org, I believe. Anyhow. So. I just did a deep search on the business, so we're able to see what kind of listings you have online. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you're able to travel a little bit more for new clients, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's perfect. So, basically, in a nutshell, right, just to kind of get to the point, I know time is money, and I don't want to take much of your time. What we do is we help you get your Google Business Profile optimized, so anytime anyone is looking for your services in your area, we can make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, right? So obviously the number one keyword that, you know, your business is HVAC, right? So right now, if I were to look for an HVAC company in your area, you got the company called Mitchell and Power Heating, okay, and then you got Trinity HVAC Solutions, Affordable Heating and Cooling, Ronco, Air, right? Have you heard of those businesses?
Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, so those guys are coming up as a top recommended option. Wow, I can't believe Sears. Are you kidding me? Do they still have? I think.
Yeah,
no way. I think Sears are gone, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyhow, they're coming up on Google for heating and air conditioning. That's pretty gnarly. And then the last one, you got Ryton's Electric Plumbing and, you know, anyhow, heating and cooling. But that's what we would do for your business, right? So we would help you with five things. So number one is it's getting your Google Business programmed and optimized. So anytime anyone is typing in the services you offer, you're coming up as a top recommended option. Number two, we would build, host, and maintain a website for your business. So that way you can kind of showcase a little bit more of the services you offer, a little of some of the work that you've done, right? Along with the website, we would also get you on other directories that help you with the algorithm on Google, because there's an algorithm to everything. So we'll put you on Facebook. We'll do Facebook retargeting ads, put you on Yelp, which is another platform people use, Apple Maps, because people have iPhones, right? All the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then Siri. And then we'll also put you on Bing, which is another search engine that's through Microsoft. So what this would do, essentially, is get you right there when people are looking for your services. You're coming up on that top spot, right? That's what we would do in a nutshell. Now, as far as your business, right now, how are you bringing new customers to the business?
Most of ours is word of mouth.
Word of mouth? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, yeah, word of mouth is good, right? You know, and then obviously, you know, people want to, you know, well, here's the fact of the matter, right? So word of mouth is always going to be king, right? If you get referrals and word of mouth, the first thing that people do for the most part, I know I do this all the time, excuse me. I don't know if just because I'm in my early 40s, so I kind of was like, right there when the internet was becoming a thing, right? But anyhow, I look up everything. So if I'm looking for, you know, any type of company or whatever, any service, I definitely jump on Google and I look for, you know, a website to kind of look at, you know, their listings and so forth. And then I call for a quote. So, you know, that's also a beneficial part is getting your company out there because, you know, sometimes the business might get a little slow. I don't know if you experienced that. You know, sometimes you're not getting as many referrals or people out there kind of looking for your services. But with Google and having that online presence, that's something that if you're coming up as a top recommended option, you have more of that online exposure and presence, right? So that can help you out as well, you know, all year round for the most part, whether it's summer. You know, summer's around the corner, so, you know, that's where cooling is going to definitely be a major key factor, right? We're in California, so, you know, California gets hot for the most part, right? And that'll keep you busy, right? So let me just give you an example. In the past 30 days, from the 14th of March to today, the 14th of April, just in a 50-mile radius, it's been 1,213 searches for HVAC services in the area. So not going to say that you're going to receive 1,213 phone calls, right? But, you know, if you can capitalize on a percentage of those calls being listed on that first spot or that top spot, then that definitely will give you some more, you know, some more business coming in, right? Now, as far as cost, everything that we do here, we do this on a month-to-month basis, right? There's no, like, year contracts you have to sign or anything like that. The whole point here is for you to get, you know, enough business for this to pay for itself, right? Because at the end of the day, you're not going to pay for something that's just not going to produce anything for you, right? You got to see a good return on investment. But I will tell you one thing. The number one platform that people use because it's programmed on all cell phones, tablets, and computers is Google, right? No matter if you're looking for directions, a restaurant, you're looking for a gas station near you, whatever the case may be, you're Googling it, right? So, you know, it's definitely a platform that will work for you. And that's why we have to add these different platforms is to help you rank with so Google can index against the algorithm and get you ranking as a top recommended option, right? So something like this, it does, since you've been in business for a very long time, right? I could see here you've been, okay, got it. So we consider you guys a legacy, business, meaning a business has been in business over 5 years. Anything under 5 years is considered new in business. But something like this would run you $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. So that would be a flat rate. There's no cost per lead, phone call, any of that, right? So at the end of the day, you've got to see the results for this to make sense for the business. And obviously, you're getting enough work to offset the cost, right? So, you know, at that price point, I mean, how many clients will we have to bring you for that to make sense for your business?
Cost-wise, you know, I mean, depending on what they're after, so.
Right. Are you doing, like, just residential, or are you also doing commercial jobs?
No, we do commercial, residential, the whole deal, yeah.
Oh, okay. And are you guys doing installs as well, so you guys are able to get the crane and, you guys are? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I live in California as well, right? And then it's ridiculous. I just had an AC unit installed last year, and it was $10,000, and that was for it wasn't a huge unit, but goodness gracious, like it's expensive, and you know, but you know, it was just the unit was, you know, I think like $5,000-$6,000, and it was just to install it. They charged me like kind of the same price, you know, for the most part. So. But I see why. I mean, they had to bring the crane and then just kind of lift that thing up and then install it, and it's just a whole ordeal. So I could see why there's a lot of moving parts that go into it. But yeah, I know that if we can get you those installation jobs in the area, and then you're in a good area, so you're by the coast, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some nice houses out there. They're not going to really, budge to pay that, the premium that you might charge, you know? So, that'll definitely help out the business to get more clients coming in. So, I mean, is that something you see value in for the company to get more clients coming in?
Yeah, you know, I could, yeah, probably kick this around.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, the number one thing, and then one of the things I highly recommend too, what we're going to help you out with is, you know, Rice Heating and Air Conditioning Incorporated. You do have some reviews, right? But I think the most recent review that you've had was about 3 years ago. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you with those reviews, okay? So meaning we're going to give you tools necessary to help you out. One of the things I highly recommend is, you know, if you have past clients or even friends or family that you've done service for, or even a maintenance call, whatever the case may be, to start leaving you reviews on Google. They don't even have to type anything. They just have to leave the 5 stars. That'll help you also with ranking and so forth, right? Because I do see you have 9, and I do see a couple of people leaving like bad reviews, but it's like Disneyland. I consider it like, you know, Disneyland's supposed to be the happiest place on earth, right? But, you know, and people complain about the churros being $10 or the lines being 2 hours long. It's like, did you expect them to shut down the whole park for you? It's like, no, you know, so we understand that there's always positives and negatives to things, but, you know, one of the things that we've done as a company, we've been in business for 22 years and we've been a partner with Google for 10 years, and our rating, you know, was a little bit low, but then we're like, okay, let's hyper focus on reviews and figure out how we can get the, you know, the best results with our customers. And, you know, we've established that for the past couple of years, and we're almost at a 5 stars, which is great. So we got it over 1,108 reviews, so like the 1,100, right? But just by practicing what we preach. But yeah, that's something that we could also help you with, right? Now, as far as the website, do you have a logo for the business that I'm missing, or no logo?
Kind of, but not really.
Yeah. Okay. If you do have one or have an idea of one, we can help you out with the logo creation, and that would be at no additional cost. Okay, so we do have in-house technicians that actually do the website development, and they'll be able to help you with the logo. If you have an idea or if you have one that you would like to add for your website, we could always modify it to your liking. Once we have it perfected, then we would stick to that logo as well. So that way you have that logo recognition out there for the business, right? I mean, if that's something that you want, right? But it's completely up to you. At the end of the day, it's your business. We want to just make sure that you stand out as a top recommended option, because, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people know you, but there's still a lot of people that, you know, haven't found you and want to get to know your business, right? So we can help you with that if that's something that you want. And that we don't charge extra for that. That's completely free. You know, so, another question I had for you is, are you doing like emergency calls as well, or are you just like, you know, because I see your hours of operation are listed as Monday through Friday. Is that correct, or are you also taking calls on the weekends?
Yeah, we do some on the weekends. Kind of depends what everybody's got going.
Okay, got it. So, I mean,
most of the guys have stuff on the weekends that are already, you know, family.
Okay. No, I hear you. I mean, the reason why I ask is on your Google Business profile, you have it listed as, like I said, Monday through Friday. You have Saturday and Sunday closed, and you have it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I don't know if you want it to be like that or to showcase the 9 to 5, or you're able to take phone calls a little bit like after 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do. A lot of guys call me after.
Okay.
Before, you know,
The reason why is because here, let me just, if you don't mind me kind of giving you some feedback, is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. So here's the thing. When it comes to HVAC services, you know, a lot of people get off of work in California. You know, California traffic's ridiculous. You know this, right? So, so, you know, by the time they get off of work, it's around 4 or 5. By the time they actually sit down at the dinner table, it's actually like 6, 7, right? Sometimes, you know, 8, but this is where most people start discussing a little bit more of what's going on with the house. You know, the wife sits down and they're having dinner and they start talking about these things. But, I mean, if you have your hours open from 9 to 5, but sometimes if people see that you're closed at 5, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to call another competitor that's open a little bit later, you know? So I would suggest us going in there and then changing it. If you want to stick to 9, that's fine. But if you want to get it a little bit later to like maybe 7 or, you know, 7:30 or 8, depending, it's completely up to you when you can take a phone call. I don't know if that would be something you would want to have.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we open at 7 in the morning, so
we're okay.
7 to 5 pretty much. So, yeah.
7 to 5? Okay, so do you want to just stick it? Do you want us to change it to 7, and then do you want to just leave the 5, or do you want to extend the 5? What would you?
Probably 7 to 5 is fine for now, yeah.
7 to 5 for now? Okay, and then, you know, do you want to keep it as weekends closed? Okay, weekend's closed. Okay, gotcha. And I know that the business is located at 1198 Farrell Road, number 5. Is that still correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. And then is there anything that you don't do? Like, when it comes to HVAC, right, it encompasses, you know, heating, air. Are you doing, like, a furnace as well, or just you don't get into that? Everything?
Furnace, because that's part of your...
Right.
Part, you know.
Right. Okay. Cool. Is there anything like you also want to focus on that you want to get found for on Google or?
I haven't really considered it. I'd have to go on there and see what all we got going on there.
Okay.
Website and see what's up there and kind of put some ideas together myself.
Okay. No worries. I mean,
I haven't looked into it a whole bunch.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I know, once again, sometimes when you've been in business for so long, you don't look at these things, right, that could come up. But, you know, it's just kind of an idea to kind of think about, because, once again, there's a lot of, services that you can offer, or, you know, services that you don't want to get yourself into. So, but for right now, like, you know, just HVAC in general, right, you're able to do. And you mentioned you're able to do both residential and commercial as well?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, got it, okay. And then as far as, like, the service area, how far would you be willing to travel for a new client?
Well, we usually go, our area is pretty close to, right now we probably go 50 right now, you know, but we go farther. We've gone 200 miles before.
Oh, my God. Really? Okay. Well, there's plenty of searches, like I said.
On the job, you know?
right, of course, right. But there's plenty of services that are, there's plenty of searches, excuse me, in your area. So, you know, we can just stick to the 50 miles because there's, like I said, there's 1,213 searches for HVAC. Services in the area. So, you know, we don't want to send you that far, especially with gas nowadays, right?
Right?
You know, gas is crazy. So I don't know if you drive diesel trucks, that's even worse, you know, but, yeah. So no, I, you know, we want to keep you as close as possible. So, that way you're able to not just go far out and you'd be able to get jobs closer to home, right? That's the goal. All right. So, and then another question I have for you, do you have any, like, social media listings that I'm missing, like a Facebook or anything like that?
I don't believe so, no.
No? Okay. Okay, no worries. So, do you, by chance, have a personal Facebook?
No.
No, you're like, no, I don't mess around with the social media. I don't either, so it's okay. You're not alone there. I just, you know, I don't deal with the social media stuff. But for the business, we don't got time for that. we got real problems to worry about than just going on there and, you know, have a gossip, you know, anything like that. Okay. And then another question I have for you, as far as you mentioned that you want us to create the logo for you, is that correct?
Let me think about it and I'll see, because I do have a logo we like and stuff like that. Kind of, we use on our business cards and that kind of stuff, so,
Okay, gotcha. All right, that's not a problem. So I can let you think about the logo. Once again, it's completely up to you, right? Okay, and then so do you have an email for the business?
Yeah, we have an email.
Okay, well, what's the business email?
RICEHVACSLO@gmail.com
You see it, S-S-L-O? S or F, like in Frank, or S like in Sam?
S as in Sam.
Okay, so I got Rice HVAC, S-L-O at Gmail, you said?
Yeah.
Dot com. Okay. And then I don't like to assume, but is your last name Rice?
No.
No, okay.
This was originally my father-in-law's company.
Oh, okay, okay.
I took it over.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's it. Your name is Charlie, right, you mentioned? Okay, what's your last name, Charlie?
Dowdy. D-O-W-D-Y.
D-O-W-D-Y? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. Okay. The number that we're on right now, the 805, 805-543-6359, that's the number that you have on Google, right? Is that the number that you have your clients call you, right?
Yeah, that's office number, yeah.
Office number. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I see online. Okay, I got that. All right. Well, I mean, I got a lot of these things in place. I mean, as far as services, a little bit more of what the business does. You know, hours of operation that you want to have changed. Once again, we're going to be able to build a website for your business. And that website will be a fully customized compliant website. I'm pretty sure you have pictures of before and after work you've done, right? Or do you have that by chance?
Yeah, probably somewhere around here.
Okay. No worries. I mean, you know, it's funny because I just talked to an HVAC company on Monday, yesterday actually, and same thing. You know, I asked for pictures. Like, hey, what pictures? Like, there's not much of a change. Right? But then, you know, you have electrical panel, HVAC, he was all electrician. So I'm like, well, there's electrical panels you can show, like how it was and how it is the new modern one, or, you know, or you installing a AC unit or, you know, mini split or something like that, right? You know, things that'll help out the business kind of stand out on the website. If you have them, great. That's something that, you know, we can put on your website. If you don't, then we can leave it, you know, some generic ones if you like. But then, you know, as you know, you do other jobs, you know, before and after pictures with some of the things you've done would be great for the business, right?
Right.
That's something that would definitely help you out. Okay. So, you know, I pretty much got a lot of these notes here. We also do what's called an onboarding call. This is with one of our technicians to really get your website developed, your Google Business Profile program adequately, and to create all the other listings that we're going to do for you. I look at the calendar. What times work best for you? Like mornings, afternoons, evenings? What would you say?
It kind of varies with me because I'm in and out all the time.
Uh-huh.
You just happen to catch me. In fact, I got to get going. I got a 9 o'clock appointment here. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it just kind of varies.
Kind of varies? Okay. Yeah, no worries. I know you're a busy man. But, I mean, what usually works for your business, would you say?
Well, probably first thing in the morning, you know, 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Wow. Early bird. Okay.
Four to five is, you know.
Okay. So either mornings or like
late
evening or like later in the evening. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I got a lot of these things in place here. I'm Charlie. You know, once again, it is a flat rate. You know, it's $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. Once again, this includes everything we just discussed. The Google programming, once again, to get you on that first spot. We're going to do the website for you. We're including that as well within what we're offering you. Get you on the social media platform as well and the voice activated searches and Bing, Amazon Alexa and all that good stuff. And then Yelp. A lot of people use Yelp for services as well, right? So, I mean, you know, the payment would be, once again, done. What would work best for your business, I mean, to secure the listing?
Okay.
Right, yeah. But what works best for you? Like, do you have a company card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Oh, yeah. We have a company card, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, okay. So, I mean, would do you have it now to secure the listing, or what would you, you know,
well,
what would you need?
I want to think about it. Give me a couple days to think about it and stick it around here, and I'll look at some other stuff.
Gotcha, Charlie. Okay. I was assuming that this is something that you wanted to move forward with the business, but I might be wrong.
This is first I got in here, you know, I mean, we talked about it, so I'd like to kind of look at it myself and go over it, you know, and process it, and that way I can say yes, I'm happy with that.
Okay, so I mean, how long would you?
I've jumped into some stuff before and it didn't.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So,
oh, I hear you. No, yeah, of course. No, I completely understand. So here's what I'll do, right? What would make you comfortable not jumping into something, and you know, what would you need for you to be satisfied and then make a educated decision for the business? I'm sending you a couple things, okay? First and foremost, I'm sending you our credentials to Google. So we're we have our Google business profile I'm going to send to you with our reviews. You'll see our brick and mortar here in California. I'll send you our partnership credentials through Google so you can verify that we're a Google partner, okay? And, you know, but what else would you need for you to, you know, kind of look into this?
I think that's probably enough on your end. I mean, I just want to see, kind of review what I got going on and stuff. So.
Got it. Okay. What would be a good time to follow up with you on something like this?
Give me a couple, 3 days here anyway. Yeah, today's Tuesday, so if we do Thursday, Friday sometime. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So would it be okay for me to reach out maybe Thursday morning, or would you want until Friday?
Yeah, you could try me. Well, yeah, give me till Friday, just in case.
At the end of the day, I just want to be a straight shooter, just because you are being straight with me. I don't want to waste my time, Charlie. So, meaning, you know, if you feel this is something you don't feel comfortable with or even looking into, why even ask me to give you a phone call, right? But if you feel like, hey, I want to check your company out and I feel like this would be a good fit or feel it would be a good benefit for my business, then I would be more than happy to call you back, right? We've been on the phone for 30-plus minutes, and I just you see what I mean? So I don't want to call you and then all of a sudden you don't answer the phone call. So, but if this is something that you want to just take your time and review, I respect that because I believe that – you know, looking into doing your due diligence is always really good for a business, right? But at the end of the day, I also don't want to call you and just, you know, have not answered. I mean, I've been here for 7 years, and that does happen often. I'd rather people just be a straight shooter and tell me, hey, Chris, this is not for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like you wouldn't want anybody to waste your time as well.
I don't want to waste my time either. So.
Yeah, exactly, right. Just it's a mutual kind of two-way street, you know. So, I mean, is that something you feel you would want to call back, or something you don't feel would be?
Yeah, like I say, I'm kind of interested, so I want to look into it. You know, I got into a couple of loan deals before. And
I hear you.
I got nothing for it. And
I hear you.
A few things in the works, right? You know, I got a few things that we're advertising and stuff now. So. It's, you know, so we'll just see how it works out, yeah.
Okay, so I'll send you all this information. I'll also send you a breakdown of the email of everything that we're discussing so you can do all your homework. I'll pretty much give you as much information for you to make an educated decision for the business. I'll call you. I'll put you down on my calendar for Friday at 7 a.m., and that way, you know, you just let me know yes or no, and I won't ask any further questions. I just need a yes or no. Does that sound fair to you?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.